Now, we'd like to have you join us in a concert of music as up-to-date as rocket ships, as fresh and original as tomorrow morning. We're taking you to the Blue Note in the heart of Chicago's Loop to hear Stan Kenton's original conception of music, and we're sure you'll enjoy his vivid imagination and his virile presentation of music in the modern mood. So, let's adjourn to the Blue Note and Stan Kenton's concert in miniature. Now, here is Stan Kenton.
We decided that it would be best if we said hello this evening before we get into the main body of the broadcast. We hope that you people listening in will enjoy what is going to take place. We've chosen five or six things here that we hope will fit with your particular demand this evening. The orchestra's here. There are about 19 of them. They're wearing their grays this evening. Oxford, rather sharkskin grays. The saxophones are looking very sharp this evening. The trombones are looking their usual way. And the trumpet section, they're pretty much alerted. We decided that tonight we'd start off with something in the key of 5 flats that makes for good, simple listening. The rhythm section is supposed to be started right now. Will you please, Bags and Ralph and Frankie Cap, establish the particular mood of this thing so that we can set the picture to finally get into the development of it? Please. No, we want you to start right now, just as we rehearsed it. If you don't recognize it now, this is the beginning of intermission riff.
Thank you.
happens to know the names of the soloists, so we'll quickly let you know that on the tenor saxophone heard there was Bill Holman. We heard the trumpet of Don Dennis. There was some alto saxophone by Dick Meldonian. The trombone was Bill Russo, who blew himself into a coughing spree. You know, whenever the word progressive jazz is mentioned, there's always a great deal of confusion, and when you're asked to explain it, you can sometimes get pretty involved. So I think this evening, with this next composition that came out of our first period of progressive jazz, we'll just explain that in progressive jazz, it's a little more difficult to find the melody than in straight swing music. This is a composition mainly based on sound chord structure, brass sounds. We hope that you enjoy this thing that's a rather abstract in content called Thermopylae. Composition called Thermopylae, and this guy talking at the moment is called Stan Kenton. And to get into this next personality here, every once in a while there comes along a young man that has so much to offer that it's not long until our scene of jazz accepts him as one of the top, one of the modernists in the alto saxophone field. We'd like you to meet and listen to for the next few moments Lenny Niehaus. Lenny, if you'll stand over here, I'll move over there. I'll start the orchestra. Lenny Niehaus and a thing called Solo for Alto. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lenny Niehaus.
Thank you. I can't say for the first time, because last night was the first time over NBC, the introduction of the young lady that just joined the orchestra that we have so much belief in. We'd like you to meet her right now. In a composition that has been sung by a lot of singers for a lot of years, this is Jerry Winters and her version of I Cover the Waterfront.
Thank you, Jerry Winters. You know, one of the important ringleaders in the field of jazz, he has done a lot for Charlie Ventura's group, he did a lot for Woody Herman, other orchestras, and he's been a very important part of ours for some time. A guy with quite a broad feeling for the trumpet. We're speaking of Conti Condoli. We'd like to play this number right now that expresses some of the things that he feels through a harmon mute with the trumpet. It's simply called Cool Eyes. Ready, trombones? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Connie. You know, for some time we've been working with things that are semi-Cuban in the vein, a lot of broken rhythms and so forth. We thought that the next scheduled number should be possibly the peanut vendor.
And with the playing of the peanut vendor, time to say that you've been listening to a concert by Stan Kenton from the Blue Note in the windy city of Chicago. This has been a special late evening broadcast of Miniature Concert in Modern Music, brought to you via NBC. And now, this is Bill Grisky inviting you to join us next Friday evening for another concert of the virile imaginative music of Stan Kenton. Follow the campaign of the next president on NBC. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.